be awesome.
Right now, though, we're going to talk about jobs.
And we've threatened to do this for a long time. And the great Gordo's had stories throughout the years of us doing this show of a certain profession. And I've always had the perception of this profession of being that the people who are involved in it are somewhat, they're odd. They're a little odd. And I guess the criteria for this is socially how they act. Just in general, do you think they're odd people? And do you hear a lot of just strange stories, or have you had a lot of interaction with these the certain profession, and you just think, man, that person is a little bit odd? And we've debated this through the years, but Gordon, you've had a lot of stories of dentists being really wheels off. And I went to the dentist yesterday. I would like to say my own dentist that I've gone to now for more than 20 years. Normal person. Everyone in his office couldn't be better. I do trust them. They are great people. But I've known dentists. I've heard your stories of the guy on a hoverboard while performing an oral surgery. I guess he was an oral surgeon as he was performing an oral surgery. The prescription drug stories that you've had over the years. Assault stories that you've had over the years with some really wheels off dentists. I've always been a little leery of the dentist. And maybe that comes with the profession anyway. Like in one poll of professions here in the United States, they finished number one of most hated. And that's because we don't like going to the dentist.
We don't hate them. We just hate teeth pulled.
Right. And maybe some of that goes in there with that. I think it's an unusual job anyway that you're messing with someone's mouth. And it's certainly an unusual line of work. But I've always, maybe unfairly, my perception of have been of my top three professions that I've always thought, yeah, that generally they're just a little odd. They walk to their own beat. Dentist is at the top of my list. Is that unfair to the wonderful art of dentistry?
I've never known any weird dentists.
I haven't
personally.
Either. I'm thinking of the dentists that I've gone to, and I don't know any of them. They all seem real normal.
Turn off your mics just for a second.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's one.
Okay.
Oh, but okay, we do know one.
But I never went to that dentist.
No, I didn't either.
But can't you find one person in every profession?
Right. I know, but with me, I've known five or six like that who've been involved in that same type of thing.
You've personally known five or six weird dentists?
Yes.
That's a really odd claim.
I don't know if I've even come in contact with six or seven dentists.
Yes, I have. And again, if Dr. Scott just tuned in, not you. You're a good
dentist. Your dentist?
Yeah.
So let me ask you this.
I'm going to stalk
you. Why do you think that profession makes them strange?
Something about messing with the mouth, I think, throws them off just a little bit.
What?
Every day you're messing with teeth and you're right next to someone and you're getting a bad breath thrown at you.
But the hygienists do that.
Yeah, and they seem to be a little more normal than the actual dentist himself.
Well, then those factors don't affect the dentist then.
Yeah, and along those lines, I would think proctologists would be higher on the list of weirdness.
They're right next to people all the time messing with another mouth, the hell mouth.
Well, you know, doctors are another one that's kind of an offshoot of dentistry that I've...
doctors an offshoot of dentists.
Well, you know, when you're putting together a weird list, and I've known a lot of weird doctors, too. They're very intelligent, but there's a lot of pressure on them. And I think they kind of walk to their own beat, too.
Like the one that's just okay in the commercial?
Yeah.
I'll see you in there.
Guess who got reinstated, unofficially? Dr. Flato, look how weird he was back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not on my official list. Also, number two on my list, radio announcers.
I had them on my
list.
Dang
it, they're on my list, too.
we all know too well.
Yes. Because we've been in the industry, and so we've known so many weird ones. There's just something off about a lot of radio people.
Is that in performers in general? Or it just seems, I don't know, radio seems to have more strange people than television. And I don't know what that is. Maybe it's in the sports department. But then again, some of the people, when we were together with some people in news, did radio news, some of them were really strange. Really strange.
So we'll need our P1's help on this. If each P1 is making his own list, is there a tendency to put your own profession in that
maybe
list because mm-hmm. you've had the most exposure to it? And if most P1s are putting their own profession on the list, then that means that we've basically have to throw out radio guys because it's just a sampling error.
Okay, yeah. But a pretty good control on that is I've had family members come up to me and say, well, I met so-and-so, and this is not necessarily ticket people, but even before I worked here, they're really odd. In fact, a lot of people you work with they're really strange. Yeah, that's kind of the radio world. We have a lot of odd people.
We do, but think about the movie Office Space and Milton. Like, we've had a lot of Miltons, but every office has Miltons, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I think that's to Gordo's point. We're so close to it. We've been exposed to 100% of the people who have worked at the ticket for 25 years. Yes, a lot of weird ones. But I bet you every P1 can say the same thing about their office place.
Okay, but wouldn't you put our all-star team up against just about anybody's? If we came up with our top five, you had to come up with your top five weirdest people you've worked with, man, I would put them up against anybody's profession.
Does it have something to do with the high-pressure nature of radio? And so it feels like to get it right, you develop a lot of idiosyncratic things that you... I mean, we've known guys who, before they broadcast, have to, I don't know, sing, or they have to straighten up and do weird things, and yep. they just act like they're insane before they go on the air because they're preparing to walk a tightrope.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but some people are off-air, though. And they're in radio, like some of the engineers we've had.
Okay, but that's not radio guys to me. I think you have to get, because you talk about because if you talk about, okay, people that work for, I don't know, Sears. Okay, well, you have auto mechanics and you have CEOs. I mean, those are not the same job. You can't just say they work in a department store for a department store company and that be the same job.
It has to be management we've had, quote unquote management that we've had.
That's I know, but everybody's had weird managers.
You need to break it down to radio announcers,
radio engineers.
Let's leave it at announcers.
Like pilots and baggage handlers are not the same thing in an airline.
Okay. Well, it's still a part of our industry, but if you want to leave it at radio announcers, I'd still put our top five up against any industry, and I think we would win.
How about IT people? IT people, in general, are pretty weird.
Yeah, that's a good one.
They're very quirky.
Third on my list.
What they're into.
Third on my list, and this is some of the sweetest, nicest people I've known in this profession, but certainly some of the strangest, musicians. And there you're obviously walking to your own beat. It's a very unusual job. There's a performance element that's in there. But, man, some of the most destructive people I've known and some of the strangest people I've known have been in the world of music. Some of them instructors. I had some really strange instructors in orchestra through the years that were just a little bit off, and I would definitely put them on the list.
Like, what characteristics did these people have? What made them a little bit off?
Well, some just didn't seem to care about anything, and like I said, the destructive nature that maybe some of that, playing the gig on a Friday or Saturday night where you're staying up to odd hours.
Self-destructive, drinking and bad
habits. Yeah, drinking,
and
partying,
like
just not general good upkeep. Think of some of the people you hung out with, Gordo, back in the day that you got away from. That was pretty self-destructive behavior
were
around.
But once again, there seems to be a stratification between the working musicians. I've known a lot of working musicians who really have it together. They'll
no
be
doubt.
In multiple bands, and they treat it like a job, and they work hard, and they know their stuff. That's a tough one, because I do know a lot of wheels-off people who have done music, but the working musician tends to be one that I think has it together somewhat.
Yeah, some of those, they do have a very structured life, but I also bring up the social element of it, and some of them you think, oh man, that guy is really cool because he does this, he plays this, or he sings that, and you're around him, and socially, they're very odd.
Mm-hmm.
They're very odd and quirky.
I think there's something to, if your profession requires you to get up in front of people, I think that masks a social awkwardness. Because I know, for example, my list, funeral home directors, radio announcers, college professors. And I think the last two have to perform daily.
Yeah.
And there's something really weird that it's maybe it's the pressure of performing.
The funeral director does, too. He gets in front of people and has to put on a particular kind of show. Any profession in which you're having to tamp down some things makes you crazy.
And but the funeral director, to me, is in a separate category of just that's a weird industry.
Yes.
Because you're always dealing with death and grieving people. But the others, because I almost also wrote down just generically entertainers or movie stars or actors, I think they're weird, too. And I think there's an insecurity with everybody who's in a performance industry that it's the performance is their shield, and maybe they've figured out that they're good at it. They can sing or they can act, they can public speak, and they're okay. But then when you get them away from their profession, they're real socially awkward. Usually they're introverts and not extroverts like everybody would guess. They're withdrawn. Mm-hmm. They don't really know how to relate to people. I'm describing everybody at the ticket. You know, it's just... There's, and I'm joking when I say that, but there's a lot of truth in it. And that's why when you see actors interviewed, they can barely speak. Mm-hmm. And you're wondering, wow, how can they be so eloquent on screen? But then you sit them down in front of a camera and just talk to them and they can't even put two words together. It's really weird.
Because it's a self-selecting deal. They wanted to be actors in order to be able to speak. They probably were always socially awkward. And this was a way to escape into a character.
Mm-hmm. The funeral home director almost made my bad rap list that I'll show you here in just a second. Because are we weird around them or are they weird around us? Are we weird around them because of what they deal with every day?
Well, I'm sure it's both of those things, yeah.
Because I've known some of them who've been pretty normal. Generally, I would think more normal than some of the radio people that I've hung out with the last 30 years.
So, Junior, you're saying funeral director, or are you putting mortician?
Funeral home director was my guy, but yes, doing the embalming, and man, that is some...
Yeah, that's a weird gig.
That's a really weird gig. We have P1 who suggested taxidermist, kind of the same thing.
It's
you're always
dead bodies.
Cleaning up dead bodies. That's a really weird profession.
Who's on your list, Gordo?
Well, I had radio guys, which all almost ought to be thrown out. I had one I think is very obvious, which is the artist, the painter, mixed media artist. Yeah. All of those people just think so differently, and they cultivate their quirks.
Mm-hmm.
So that one almost goes without saying. I have taxi drivers. I've encountered so many weird taxi drivers my lifetime. And I'm including, like... Even people now that drive for Uber and, you know, Lyft and all the companies. It's just people who are drivers in general.
I've never had that experience with Alto.
And it's not like they're...
Alto drivers are background-checked employees.
Full-time employees.
Well, I would say... I would also say that it's not even that they're... I don't mean menacing. I just mean interesting.
Odd.
Like, they're just odd.
Yeah.
Like, you get the backstory, and it's just strange, or they'll drop some detail about their life that just is like, wow, I would have led with that.
This was a 5-minute ride, and you're telling me that?
And you're right.
Yeah. And no, I'm with you there.
So I've discovered more interesting stories there, but once again, it's because I've been in a conversation with them in a way to find out something about their life that is odd, in a way that I don't find out from the big box cashier because I don't have a conversation opportunity. Like, I wonder if I talked with every big box cashier about their life for 5-10 minutes, I'd discover something very weird about them, too. And then I'd be saying, oh, the cashiers are the strangest people.
Yeah.
So I don't know whether the driver is a...
No, I think that's a pretty good one. I've had some really odd moments in the back of a cab trying to figure out that person.
And then doctors, too. I had doctors on my list because we had enough family friends that were doctors when I was young, and it seemed like all of them had some wheels-off story. And it made an impact on me because my mother was always talking about them. And she would always talk about them for two reasons. One, because of their wealth. She loved
more money
snarking,
than know what to do
snarking
with.
On their wealth and what they did with it. So she always had lots of opinions about that, and so I always heard weird stories about them buying weird... He went out and bought a camel, lives in the middle of a city, and bought a camel. There'd be something weird about that, which is weird, right? But she also thought that buying RVs was weird.
Right.
So that's a problem with
my information. But there is something to that. And I noticed that with doctors through the years where you always wonder about their bedside manner. You're thinking, man.
Yeah, some of them don't have good bedside manners.
Yeah. Just so matter of fact about this.
But the other thing about doctors that I heard growing up a lot were tales of their drinking. It seemed like some of the hardest people we knew when I was growing up were people who were doctors. And they would have drinking problems. Once again, a high-pressure business that leads them to self-medicate.
I want to say they may be number one on
the drinking list.
Drinking problem list.
And we had a tree that my dad was trying to get out of our front yard one time. And the doctor that lived next to us rolled up in his little two-door Mercedes coupe. Had to be an incredibly expensive car. Once again, my mom diagnosed him as smelling like a brewery, which was one of the scents that was talked about the most in our household. And so he's my dad out there working to winch this. It was a little short little palm tree that get out of our front yard there on the Mississippi Gulf Coast. And he was trying to get that out of there. And the doctor said, "Hey, hell, I'll get it out for you," which was shocking that he cussed in front of the preacher. But and he takes his little car and just guns it from about 20 yards away, guns it and just rolls up and runs over this little palm tree, getting his car stuck up on the top of it and gets out laughing.
Just raked the underneath of his carriage under there.
Tried to get his car off of the palm tree for a while, didn't, and then just went inside and passed out. Weird. Doctor.
That is weird.
Weird doctor.
On my bad rap list, I think lawyers get somewhat of a bad rap. The lawyers that I've known have been pretty normal, maybe somewhat socially awkward, but really interesting people, really bright people. And I think we had they're ambulance chasers and always out to get something. I guess some are, but I think they get a bad rap. And also bankers. They always get a bad rap because keeps those banker hours out on the golf course by noon. And I guess there are some that are like that, but the ones that I've known have worked really long hours, have made a lot of trips, travel a lot, have worked really hard to get where they are, and they seem somewhat normal and well-adjusted family guys to me.
I don't know any bankers.
Oh, you don't?
No, I don't deal in that world, George.
Ooh, well, are you a crypto guy? You finally convert to Bitcoin?
No, he is
not. No need for bankers. All right, that was a fun list. Hope we didn't offend anybody as they're driving to their profession today as a doctor or dentist or funeral home director. All right, the honeymoon is over. Coming up next, we all give our fake Mike McCarthy impersonations a try.